The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
Dominion Virginia Power is on a path toward developing more wind energy.
If you look at a wind resource map, you'd notice that this part of the eastern United States is about as good as it gets.
That's Dominion CEO Thomas Farrell speaking at the 2009 opening of the company's Mount Storm, West Virginia wind farm. Farrell would like to make a similar speech at East River Mountain in Virginia's Tazewell County, where Dominion wants to locate another wind farm. But Katie Johnston Hertz with the Virginia Public Access Project says that appears unlikely.
Jenna Portnoy wrote about this in the Washington Post. Proponents of the wind farm say the area's high ridge lines are an ideal site, and that this could be a great project to help the community rebuild an economy that was devastated by the decline of coal. However, many residents see the project as a slap in the face. They believe their biggest asset is their beautiful land and that tourism is what can help rebuild their economy. But building wind turbines along the mountains will destroy the natural beauty of the area. So as a result, the Tazewell County Board of Supervisors passed an ordinance banning tall structures, which includes wind turbines.
Katie, how many jobs would this create?
During the 8 months of construction, there would be about 150 temporary jobs added. But once that's done, the wind farm would really only need 10 or 15 workers to maintain it year-round. So we're not talking about that significant of a gain.
And it isn't only wind turbines they're against. The county is also working to classify solar panels as blight.
They have put in a section of a proposed zoning plan, they have lumped in solar farms and wind turbines with other undesirables like strip clubs and pawn shops and junkyards. They don't want any of them.
Of course, this has been coal country for a long time, Katie, and many people in Tazewell are angry that utilities are moving toward other sources.
Right. I mean, it's a really hard issue all around. Coal is, for a lot of residents there, it's in their blood. It's their heritage. So moving on from that, it's a really difficult issue.
And now to Chesapeake, where your address can change even if you don't move.
Well, when Amber Harrell was driving past a house right near hers, she noticed that that new house had the same address as her own. She was understandably confused, and she called the city. And they told her that this, in fact, was not a mistake, that the new house was inheriting her old address, and she was being assigned a new one.
All this because the city did not account for vacant lots when it first assigned addresses. Now, when a new house is built in between two existing ones, someone's numbers will change. Katie, in this case, the lady almost had her water service cut off because her bill went to the wrong house.
Right. I mean, this type of issue can be a real inconvenience. The city will alert the post office, they will alert school administration, but if your address is changed, a lot is still left up to you. You're responsible for updating your information with the DMV, letting any financial institutions know, and letting everyone else who might send you mail.
Chesapeake is now working on a different way to handle this issue. Katie Johnston Hertz is with the Virginia Public Access Project. You can read more about today's featured stories and see their entire daily compilation of newspaper reporting from around the state at vpap.org. Click on the VA News link. I'm Fred Eccles.